their business will be to exploit the poor citizens, and they will be embarrassed and harassed so much by one side, no sufficient rain, and therefore scarcity of food, and the other side, taxation by the government. In this way, the people will be so much harassed that they will give up their home and go to the forest. Very few, unless they take to Krishna consciousness, they will not be saved. The Varnasram College has to be established immediately. Everywhere. Wherever we have got our center, a Varnasram College should be established to train 4 divisions. 1 class Brahman, 1 class Kshatri, 1 class Vaishya, and 1 class Shudra. But everyone will be elevated to the spiritual platform by the spiritual activities which we have prescribed. There is no inconvenience even for the Shudras. Hare Krishna.
Is Shudra supposed to take sannyas also?
No? Why? Shudra. Those who are Shudras, they should not be allowed to take sannyas. Only those who are qualified Brahmins, they will be allowed to take sannyas.
Chachas used to take sannyas too?
Kshatriyas? Some of them, not all.
Yudhishthira Maharaj?
Huh?
Yudhishthira Maharaj?
They did not take sannyas, but they left home.
I see.
There is no need of accepting sannyas. One has to perform the devotional activities. That is real thing. Simply by changing dress, one does not improve unless he takes to the seriously principles of devotional service. But in the Kali Yuga, they'll think because I changed my dress, I have become a big sannyasi. Because I have got a sacred thread, now I have become a Brahmin. No, there must be regular training.
Prabhupada, in a Varnashram society is...
Huh?
In a Varnashram society, are most of the citizens Shudras?
Huh?
Are the majority of citizens Shudras in a Varnashram society?
Yes. The number of Shudras are always bigger. Just like in university education, the number of graduates and postgraduates, they're less. Others are big. Number bigger.
The whole idea is that at the end of everyone's life, everyone is required to leave home, perform devotional activities, but not necessarily take sannyas.
Devotional activities, either he leave from home or not leave, that doesn't matter. It must continue from the very beginning. For the management of affairs, we require to divide, because there are different classes of brain. So, those who have very intellectual brain, they should become Brahmin. Those who are fit for management and protection, they should be trained as Kshatriya. And those who are fit for producing food, taking care of the cows, they should be trained as Vaishya. And the balance, they are all Shudras. This is the division. Everywhere you will find this division, natural. One class of man, very intelligent. One class of man, very strong, good brain for management, administration. Jaya. One class of man, fit for tilling the ground, field, and produce food, take care of the cows, and the balance should be. So in our society, this division should be there. The most intelligent class of men, they should be engaged in preaching, reading books, and instructing, taking care of deity worship, temple. And another class should be strong managers. The things are going on nicely. Everyone is engaged. Not that eating and sleeping. Everyone must be engaged, employed. So if one is very much adapted for eating and sleeping, he should be engaged with plows. You see, he must be activity. Otherwise there must be dysentery. Eating and sleeping. You cannot digest. Yes? So in this way our society should be managed. Not that give me second initiation, a sacred thread. And after getting in that business finished, now I am liberated. Let me eat and sleep. This should be stopped. We have got 50 bigas of land, and I have calculated in Mahapur, setting aside 20 bigas for the temple and grazing ground for the cow, 30 bigas of land. The production should be 300 months of grains. 300 months of grain, I've calculated how much you can. No, according to our present calculator, about 180 months. So there should be 120 months excess of grain. Instead of excess, they want 10,000 rupees for maintenance. This management is going on. These things are not discussed in GBC. So what kind of discussion was there? Simply talking? No practical? And the estimate of budget was presented for 10,000 rupees per month. And when it was criticized and studied, immediately it came down to 6,000. So what kind of budget? So management should be in that way, that nobody is sitting idly. Automatically he'll fall sick. Sickness means idleness or excess, eating, sleeping. No excess, no less. Juktaharo viharasya yoga bhavati siddha. Jukta. Jukta means actually what you need. Hare Krishna. So, everywhere in each center, this system should be introduced, and there must be practical application of the varnasam. At the same time, this program of devotional service, then it will go on very nicely.
Should devotees be formally designated in a particular occupation?
No, devotees are devotees. Actually, devotees are above this Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But for management of material things, we have to divide. Just like in the body, there are divisions. There is Krishna. Krishna was acting as a Kshatriya. In his boyhood, he was acting like a Vaishya. But Krishna is neither Kshatriya nor Vaishya nor Brahma. This is the example. He was a cowherd boy. That is business of Vaishya. And when he was fighting in the battlefield, he was a Kshatriya. He was marrying as a Kshatriya. So although he was acting sometimes as Kshatriya, sometimes as Vaishya, but he is neither of these. So, devotee is like that. He may act in any position, but he is above all the material conception of life. That is perfection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
What should the Kshatriyas be taught?
Kshatriyas should be taught that he is manager. He must see that everyone is engaged. And if there is any fight, they must come forward to fight. This is Kshatriya's business. There may be fight. Somebody may attack us. Not that chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, they must come forward. Yes, they are prepared to fight. That is Kshatriya. No, initiation should go on. You do not understand what I said. That is for Vaishnava. The Vaishnava and Vishnu, just like Krishna is Vishnu, he is not human being, but he was acting like human being. Similarly, Vaishnava is transcendental, but for proper management of the material world, one should be acting like Brahman, one should be acting like Kshatriya. That is required. Just like actually we are doing so. Some of you are preaching and some of you are cleansing the temple. It does not mean that a sannyasi who is preaching, he is better than that man who is cleansing. Their position as Vaishnava is the same. But for the management, one is cleansing, one is seeing the construction, one is going to preach, like that. that's it. It is not that because I have taken sannyas, therefore I cannot anymore do anything. If need be, he has to act as a kshatriya or a shudra. It doesn't matter. But management, this division must be there. Otherwise, it will be mismanagement. Yeah. A Vaishnava coming to the position of doing the work of Shudra does not mean he has become Shudra. He is Vaishnava. Try to understand this point. Just like in the stage, if you want to play something, one must be king, one must be queen, one must be... But neither of them king or queen. That is stage play. Similarly, to manage things in the material world, we have to... Guna karma. Karma there must be. Therefore, the karma should be done, executed, according to quality.
The leaders must decide how every devotee and every resource is engaged properly.
That is leadership. Which man is fitted for which one? Yes.
Utilization of all resources,
yes.
Including devotees and funds.
Then the first thing is that we should see that everyone is engaged. How he should be engaged, that requires leadership. But the first business is to engage everyone. Nobody should be without engagement. Then it will be idle works. Works, what you call? Idle brain, devil's works. And the devil is Kamini Kancha, woman and money. This is a devi. So if you remain idle, then you shall think of devi. In this connection is very important. Everyone should be trained as Vaishnava. At the same time, he should work in different positions for management. So, if our men are not prepared, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, for doing the plowing work, then what is the use of purchasing land? Then you have to engage laborer and spend 200 rupees per head at least, including salary and food. And the production is needed. In this way, there must be 10,000, 20,000 expenditure. Am I right or not? That you bring money somewhere, from anywhere, and let us spend lavishly. What kind of money? We should consider the money, after all, is earned with hard labor. So somebody will bring money with hard labor, and another body will spend like irresponsible prince. That should be stopped. That is management. Especially is that the religion means to make a class of men simply idle, what is it, opiate, how is it called?
The opiate of the people.
Therefore they are against religion. But actually if you show that you are producing, you are managing, we are educating, then we can counteract the communist tendency. But they are saying that that were escaping, they say. They escape responsibility of worldly life and they are indulging in some religious. That is the tendency. All, everywhere the government is complaining like that. Therefore they do not want to increase the number of temples, increase the number of devotees. They do not want. Because they say these are a class of idle men. They cannot do anything. And they take to this religious life. That is the tendency. They're feeling like that. But if you show that you are actually doing something ideal, then they'll appreciate. Make a small unit of community and show ideal life, not idle life. Ideal life. Then this down in Bombay they have refused because they are under the impression that they, these Europeans have come here under some sentiment and what is the use? They have taken some plea and rejected our. Is there, as we are making counter propaganda against Maya, the Maya is also very strong. She will also make propaganda against you, very strong. So unless you become very sincere devotee, Devi-dhesha-gunamayi-mama-maya-dhrutta, then it will not be possible to conquer over Maya. You will succumb. Taranti. Mami-uja-prapadhante, Maya-mi-kantaranti. In India, the Brahmin class, they say, I am born in Brahmin family. Why shall I do this work? You see? And therefore, the whole society has gone to hell. In your country, still, they accept any kind of work. It doesn't matter. And here, in India, if he happens to be a Brahmin, he'll not take any kind of work. Man means just like plowing. He'll not agree. Therefore, so much land. The Kshatriya is thinking I'm Kshatriya. The Brahmin is thinking I'm Brahmin. The land is lying fallow. There is no production. He'll go to the office and fight with the pen as a Kshatriya. And instead of studying Vedas, he will study the rules and regulations given by the office. But he will not come to plough. That is the scarcity of food. He will go to a mill to work as an ordinary laborer. He will not come. So much land, you see, lying unutilized. and they're crying for grain. Why? The same example I was citing, that in New York City, the whole city is full of dirty things, garbage, for want of cleaner. And you go to the Central Park, you'll find so many hippies are lying down, idle.
Unemployment.
Not employment, not what? That means mismanagement. Why they should remain? Why they should remain without any employment? The government is not doing that.
They do not feel inspired. Huh? They do not feel inspired. No one has desire.
That means mismanagement. You had no desire to take to Krishna consciousness, but you have been taken to it by somewhere or other. That is management. That is
management.
A child does not want to go to school, but it is the duty of the parent to send him to the school by somewhere or other. So that is government's duty, that a man should be employed according to his capacity. There should be no unemployment. That is a very dangerous position of the society. Now this unemployment question is very strong all over the world. They will plan that this government is not good, that system is not good, this not good, and he'll do nothing. He'll personally do nothing. That's why the hippies, they criticize everyone, but he'll not do anything. It is all these descriptions are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We are going too far. Employ from the government to utilize this land. So much, everywhere you will find. Who was with me in London?
Yeah, last time, last summer.
Let's more hit.
Yeah.
So much line. Yeah. They have taken it into consideration that what is the use of working in the land? Better kill one animal and eat easily. Because he doesn't care for sinful activities. If I can eat the cow, why shall I take so much trouble to till the... This is going on all over the world.
Employment means nowadays to get the money and not to work.
Yeah. This is an employment even for the woman, the charkha. You see? Gandhi also studied this. Then must be, a woman should be engaged for weaving. What is it called?
Spinning.
Spinning, yes. Everyone should be engaged. That is management. So all GBC members must see that in every temple everyone is engaged.
That is the meaning of leadership.
That is the meaning of leadership.
And that all the devotees are protected.
Huh?
And all the devotees are protected.
Yes. Everyone should be engaged. If everyone is engaged, he'll never fall sick. Yeah. the farmers, their son, they're giving up the farming business.
Going to the city.
Going to the city. In your country also?
Yes, yeah.
Or you have nothing to do with farming?
Excuse me?
Your country, there is nothing to do with farming. You have got petrol.
No, there is a lot of good land, but they're not developing. They're selling petrol.
Yeah. Yes, if they can get money underground.